Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are so happy to be on this beautiful technological platform that God has afforded us. Today we are feasting on this occasion on the Word of God. And this is our prayer breakfast. I thank God for every one of you and for the privilege to be able to share in this great event. All honor and glory to God. I want to say thank you to the Valley of Decision colleagues, spiritual colleagues and spiritual stalwarts in the faith as we share from the Word of God this morning. All praise and honor to God for all of you. This morning, we recognize our hard and dedicated CEO, and I want to give special thanks to Sister Gloria Gray and her husband and family. The cross and inner healing is a theme under which we have all covenanted to share on this platform this morning. And I'm reading from the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 22. My emphasis this morning will be placed on verse 18. Can you read with me this morning? And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son? Is not this Joseph's son?" They know you, but they don't know what you're carrying. And what you're carrying is very important this morning. Shall we pray? Father, as your word is presented to us today, we open our lives to it, asking you for divine inspiration. God, flow through me, Holy Spirit, and may your words open up every area of our spiritual appetite and quicken our spirit and our hearts and our mind, that we would receive with gladness your word, and that, Lord, our hearts will be open and ready to follow and to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Is not this Joseph's son? I'm using the topic qualified authority. What qualifies you and what qualified Jesus to operate the way he did? There is always more than what you see. Don't be satisfied with just what you see. We recognize in verse 22 that the people look on him, his own countrymen. And I suspect that this was not the first time that Jesus had made it into the temple. But on this occasion, they saw a different person. They saw someone who stood up and read with such authority, because Jesus, who would have occupied a common place among them, not having the seat of those who would have operated in the temple and the synagogue in those days, as the leaders would have, but he would have stood among the common people. And so on this occasion, we recognize that the call of God and the gracious hands of God was upon his life, that even his very countrymen were able to recognize the difference. And there is something different when we come into contact with the cross. There is something different when we engage the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Don't be satisfied with just what you can see, and don't allow others to be satisfied with what they can see through you. There is always more to the God we serve. There is always more to the cross. This morning, I want to speak on qualified authority. The word qualify means having the ability, qualities, attributes, etc., necessary to perform a particular task. Just give me one moment. The rain is pouring here. I'm not in the rain, but I just had to make an adjustment. So the word qualified refers to the abilities, qualities, attributes that are necessary for a particular job or task. And we see Jesus stamping his authority. We see Jesus stamping his ability. We see Jesus being recognized as someone who is now qualified to open the scripture and speak. Now, I suppose that this was not the first time that Jesus would have opened the scripture, because he would have been very acquainted with the scripture. Hence the reason he opened up at the same passage that is found in Isaiah 61, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me," etc. So the word authority refers to the fact that the person has the ability, the person is qualified, the person has the PhD, I would say. He has a PhD. I want to say to someone this morning, you have the PhD. If you're a child of God, you have the PhD. The cross and the inner healing is important. The cross gives you the power, the ability to go beyond what people will see. You have the PhD. The word authority means the power to and right or right to control, judge. And it also means a person or group of people having this power, such as those who are in authority. We know the government and all and the police force, they have such authority that is given to them to exercise their function. Hallelujah. We also have the word meaning a position that commands such a power or right. So wherever you are positioned, you command such power. And we see just being Jesus is positioned in a place of authority. In those days, they will stand and read the scripture. Hallelujah. And as he stood and he read from a position of command. He read from a position of having such power and right to do what he is doing. And as a child of God, this is what Jesus, our forerunner, hallelujah, has called us to put us in a place where we command such power and authority that we can operate in that sphere, in that anointing, in that calling. I want to let you know today that God has given to us beyond what we see or imagine about COVID. We are positioned in a place of command. We are positioned in a place of power. And we have the right under the cross. We have the right under Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb, to be able to go in and to be able to exercise that right of power, those rights of command that we have received from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It also means the word authority means the ability to influence or control others. This is not a control of saying of controlling people's mind. No, it's one of being able to command the forces of darkness, command those things that are going to be presenting a challenge
or presenting an obscurity or presenting a restriction, that we have such power to be able to remove those things that seeks to control, and we can exercise our ability and influence. It means that we have evidence. Hallelujah, and I love this one. The evidence of authority. The evidence of authority is our testimony. And Jesus Christ, 30 years he's among the people. And on this particular day, they recognize that after 30 years, they are seeing evidence and they bear testimony of the person who stands before them. And they wondered among themselves, is this the same person? Is this Joseph's son? When they look at Sister Cleghorn, Norma Cleghorn, is this the same Norma? Is this the same Eileen? I know your parents. Is this the same Tecla Thomas? Is this the same Gloria Gray? They are looking at you because they would have known about you for all of these years. But what they did not know is that you came with your PhD. You came with the power to deliver. You came with healing to restore. You came with a demonstration to recover. And this is what the PhD has given to us. God has given to every child of God a PhD. I want to say to us, you have your PhD. Your PhD has the power to deliver, healing to restore, and demonstration to recover. Because the demonstration speaks up a testimony that you were going to demonstrate under divine leading, under divine authority, because there is always more than what you see for the child of God who have been transformed by the power of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exousia is the word that represents authority. It means the ability and the strength. Hallelujah. That one is given. You possess authority. Hallelujah. That authority gives you the power and enables you to deliver the captives. Hallelujah. And we see Jesus speaking from this text, saying that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me. The anointing gives us our PhD. And Jesus has been given the anointing to preach the gospel to the poor in this COVID-19 experience that is worldwide. We see what the enemy has been trying to do. We know that we are not ignorant of his devices, but in the name of Jesus, we know a people of God that Peter said in the scripture in 1 Peter, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We are called out to demonstrate something that is supernatural, something that is beyond the natural means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this morning, this essence of what I'm giving you this morning has the ability to heal both soul, body, and spirit. We are qualified with our PhD to reach into the body and the soul and the spirit. Jesus Christ is saying, I am qualified to go into the body of the and the soul and the spirit of men and bring them out. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks, hallelujah, to the scripture of Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. It identifies areas that are of focus. Hallelujah. It says that the gospel is going to reach the poor, those who are not able to receive, those who are not able to experience the transforming power of what God has released through the gospel. They are now going to be able to attach themselves and align themselves to something that is alive. They are now going to be able to align themselves with something that can heal their wounded spirit. The Bible says, he had given me the power to heal the brokenhearted. Today, many are brokenhearted. Many are grieved. We see the brokenhearted, those who are overwhelmed by the grief and the disappointments around them. seems as though COVID-19 has left many nations with broken hearts and broken lives. But I want to let us know, if you are a child of God and you are equipped with your PhD to reach out to the brokenhearted, you can deliver them from their broken heart. Hallelujah. The cross of Jesus Christ represents a sacrifice. It represents a price that was paid. It represents a laying down of a life. Hallelujah for men. Paul put it this way. He says, I have been crucified with Christ in Galatians 2:20. And it is not no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In other words, when Jesus went into the temple and when he stood up and he read, he did not read for himself, but he's saying, listen, I am the forerunner. I came to lay a foundation, and my testimony is going to be a record by those who follow me, because after those who are blinded have recovered their sight, they will have the ability to set at liberty them that are bruised. You see, there are many who are left bruised and battered, many who are left unwanted by many experiences in life, which also include what we are facing as nations right now. But there is a centrality to the cross. The cross has a centrality by the very existence of each one of us. The cross represents our freedom. The cross represents a surpassing greatness that goes beyond, hallelujah, what the natural eyes can see. It touches our physical body. It touches our emotional state. It touches every area of our spiritual being, and it brings us into a place of health. It brings us into a place of peace. If we go to the book, hallelujah, if we go to the book of Mark 4:16, Jesus commands his disciple, hallelujah, I'm winding up here now. He commands his disciple and he says, listen, I am going to give you something, hallelujah, to go with. As I leave, I want you to continue what I have started. And we who are here on this platform this morning, we are just continuing what Jesus has started. Hallelujah. He said in verse 15 of Mark chapter 16, he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. There is no gospel without the cross. Hallelujah. Because the cross of Jesus has the weight, hallelujah, that holds up the gospel. He said, preach this gospel to every creature. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. The sick need to be healed. Hallelujah. People are sick from all kinds of issues. I listened to the introduction and of Sister Gray this morning, and I said to myself that there are so many people that we don't know of who are indeed sick, not sick with physical sickness, but sick because they're in a state of mental despair. Hallelujah. Many persons this morning, they are going through a lot of issues, not because of just COVID, but because of the loss of a loved one, because of their grief, because of the restrictions that they are now placed under. Many persons are in that position this morning where they need the message of the cross. And we who bear the testimony of Jesus Christ, we've got a message. You've got your PhD, the power to deliver, the healing to restore, and the demonstration to recover. You can help someone recover what they have lost. You can help heal and restore those who are brokenhearted, and you have the power to bring many out of the captives. This morning, the message of the cross is that God has given enough power to turn even the seamless and seemingly worthless situation or scenario into a victory. There are many persons today who are waiting for a victory. When Jesus accomplished the work on the cross, he gained authority. benefits and power that he now freely imparts to us, that Isaiah records in the book, in the chapter 53, that by his stripes we are healed. Ephesians 1:21 says, he has placed us far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Because you see, Jesus, having gone to the cross, would have disarmed the enemy and the rulers and the authority, those who are making public display of others. And we see this being played off around the world. Those who are behind this whole pandemic, these rulers, these authorities that are operating behind the scenes, we have to exercise the PhD in the power of the Holy Ghost, where Jesus has made us understand that he has already disarmed the rulers and authority and made a public display of them, having triumphed over death, them in it. Colossians 2, verse 14 to 15. Today, I want to assure us, the cross of Jesus stabilizes our faith. And even when we are called to operate in such anointing, there are persons who are going to exercise their faith in that which is being poured out upon us, because the veil has been taken away. And as we look upon Jesus, we know that not only we're going to recover our sight, but liberty will come to those who are bruised. Bruised by many, many instances of life. Today, I want to encourage us in this word, this short word this morning. Jesus has given to us a central authority through the work of the cross. I have brought all in a summary. We have the power to deliver. You can be delivered. Whatever is holding you captive in your thoughts, in your mind, you can bring them into the captivity of Christ. You can bring them under control. Jesus has released healing for the body, the soul, and the spirit. For not only coronavirus has impacted just bodies, but it also has impacted on the soul and the spirit and the mental capacity of humankind. And the power of Jesus Christ has come to heal and restore. But there is a greater, that is the demonstration that gives us a testimony of our Savior, that the sight of everyone can be recovered. There is victory in the cross. The victory comes through the power and work of Jesus Christ and his complete work. By his stripes, you are healed. Let us pray. Father, thank you this morning for your message of hope on the cross that tells us that you have received such authority and power and have now given them to your subjects, your servants. You have given them, Lord, to every child of God who comes to you with a broken and contrite heart and a spirit, that you may pour upon him that is thirsty the water of life. But those who are thirsty can come and drink of the water of life freely, that they can taste and see that the Lord is good and trust you continuously, Lord. Father, we exercise our faith and confidence in the healing grace of God. But by your stripes, we are healed. And that healing, Lord, be released over everyone who is still in a place of being unsure what tomorrow holds, where they go next. Father, our confidence is in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ. Release your power to deliver men. Let your anointing be released to restore those, Lord, who have lost. And Lord, let your power be released in great demonstration of miraculous work, that many can recover their sight to see and to receive spiritual revelation and operate in the power of your will. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.